thank you so much for being here. I know a lot of you guys are, you know, you're here, you're tired. We still have some that are out in the holiday travel. We completely understand that. But I just wanted Noah and Jess to come up and just hear from them, because we haven't heard from them in 2 weeks. We haven't been here in 2 weeks. And so it's just so great to be back. It really is. I miss this church. I miss not being here. You know, we called in last Sunday. We just got off the ship and communicated with my dad. And we set up the time where we could talk to you guys on the phone. I hope you all could hear me. If not. But it just felt so good just to talk to those that I could hear on that phone and just let you guys know everything went well. We had a great wedding. It was wonderful. Thanks for all that was there. We rode in style and the Waxahachie Funeral Home limousine and so that was really great. And got lots of pictures. We're just like Noah and Jess. We don't have our pictures just yet, but whenever we do, we'll be sure and let you guys look at all those. It was a wonderful, wonderful time. And we got married, and then the very next early morning, we sped a little bit to the cruise port, made it on time, because it was about a 5.5 hour drive or so, and it was great. The honeymoon was great. We just did a normal cruise on Royal Caribbean. We were not the ship that crashed into the other one. Nobody could communicate with us because, you know, we're out at sea, but it wasn't ours, so it was good. But we had a wonderful time. On that cruise, you're able to go to Cozumel. We've been to Cozumel, but we had a great time there. And we also went to Cayman Islands, which was new to both of us. That's owned by Britain. And then we also went to Jamaica, which was our favorite. Yeah, that was a lot of fun, too. So we'll get those pictures up to you guys shortly. I know you'll enjoy those. But I just want to personally say, on behalf of Jessica and I, thank you for allowing us to be able to do that. And normally I don't take two Sundays off because I like to be as much as I can, but you guys not only were okay with it, but you wanted us to do that. And so I appreciate that. It was good to have that peace knowing that everything would work out well. I want to also thank everybody who stepped up and pitched in last Sunday for the brunch. Appreciate my dad, as always. He was there and heard old brother Bill and Miss Thelma, who's now family members, by the way, to me. They sang a few songs, and Joe Montgomery gave a wonderful word, and I think we had a couple of others and just had a great time. I heard Brother Pat's present got stolen a couple of times, but he got through it, and so it was great. It was exactly what we wanted to happen last Sunday, so I appreciate that. Well, guys, we are near the end. This is the last Sunday of 2019, and I hope you had a good year. I really do. Maybe it's a challenging year. Maybe you had a good and bad year. Maybe it was different seasons of different things. You know, that happens. That's just the way it is in life. But one thing's for sure is that God was with us. And that was what I said before I left off, that in that key passage, Emmanuel, God is with us. He's with us in a lot of different things, not just in that direct passage, not just to the Israelites. He's with us all the time. And so I know that he's with you this year. And not only that, but he's with us next year in 2020. And so what I wanted to do today is I wanted to give us a base and a foundation of who we are as a church going into 2020. And then after that, I'm going to introduce my newlywed wife. I got in trouble, though, because in my phone, I was joking around, and I put Jessica, I had to change it, Jessica Roberts. And then at the subtitle, I put first wife. This is my first wife. And she said, yeah, you better take that off. That people may take that the wrong way. So I erased it. But I'll introduce her here in a minute. But I want to go over who we are as a church. We have a vision statement, and it's in your bulletin, and I hope you read it every time. And this is what we've prayed on, what we've wanted from the first time we prayed about this and put down our core values in our vision statement. Our vision statement is this, is to welcome the entire community to a place of belonging in Jesus Christ and his church. I want to put an emphasis on entire community. One thing that we know is that the community needs help. We have, over the years, we have taken some big steps to make outreach in the community through the IMA, through school events, through Thanksgiving, through Christmas. There's so many different things that we do. And even through all that, and with the other churches as well, there's so much work to be done just in this town alone, just in Italy. And then you have the surrounding cities as well. There's a lot of hurting people. And what we want to be as a church is the entire community is every single person that walks through that door. We want them to know that they have a place and belonging in Jesus Christ. Amen. It doesn't matter where they are, how far they've been, what they look like, what their heritage is, or what they're currently in. We want to let them know that, hey, if you turn this way, and through your actions and through your words, you follow Christ, your life will be changed. Amen. Doesn't matter who they are. That's the kind of church that we want to be. We could even go as far as to say, we want people to come through the church that other churches may not want to have in their church. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm going to be real with you. There are churches like that. They have a special shape or mold of person they want in that church. We don't want that here. We want every single person that is hurting, that has addictions, that has strongholds, that are lost, and truthfully on their way to hell, we want to give them a chance to say, no, you have a chance through Jesus Christ. And not only eternally, but your life can be changed. You can live a life of blessing, and you can share that as well. And that's what we focused on this year. But you know, a lot of times, we want to take step four instead of step three. So we took our progress steps. We had a wonderful 2019. What we wanted to do as a church was to build each other up and be ready for whoever comes to that door. And we did exactly that. And I want to go to this passage here, Jonathan, if you can, Acts 2:42. You may have heard this passage. We've said it before. But this is the church we want to be. Literally what happened when the church in Acts 2 started when they came together and they began to basically have church services. And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread together in their homes. They ate together and with glad and sincere hearts. This is what we want as a church today. We want to be able to give to others, but it be an investment for the kingdom. We want to be able to fellowship, and no, do we know how to fellowship? We want to be able to break bread, and don't we have some great cooks around here too? My goodness, I missed that too last week. I missed all that great food that's usually there. Unfortunately, I didn't make it, but we'll do it again. We want to be able to be in one with Christ. Let's not forget, Christ is the head of the church. We're the body, okay? We want that to be the focal point. And when we have all those things together, when we are the Acts 2 church, we can then go out there and welcome the community in. Now, we've always welcomed the community. Don't get me wrong. But we want to be able to take a next step in 2020 and really be prepared to bring people in. We want people outside the community to have a sense of belonging. We want to have a relationship in the community, and we have done that in 2019. We're in a great relationship with the schools. I had the school call me up. Last summer we had a luncheon with all the teachers. I had one of the people from the school call up and say, would it be okay if you would like to open up prayer and school board? And I said, absolutely. I'll be there. Just little things. We have these community outreaches. We have the youth fundraiser. We want our kids to go to summer camp, absolutely. But that was also an outreach. We talked to people. We ministered to people. We're doing things the right way. We want to keep doing that in 2020. And we're going outside the walls to do that. We want to also let people know that Jesus loves you, but he also wants you to get better. Jesus loves you, but he doesn't want you to go back to the old way. We want them to take steps to get better. And we can do that because we have the church that's behind that. We want to show people what worship and praise is and how important prayer and the Word of God is as the foundation. We want relationships in the church, but also outside. We know that we have to have relationships outside with people in order to bring them in. Let's be honest. It's a little uncomfortable coming into a new place. Yeah, I've been in church my whole life. And to this day, when I walk into a church, I feel uncomfortable. But once I get to talk to people and know people, I begin to feel at ease. Well, if that's for me, you know that's for somebody who's never been in church before. Oh, how intimidating that can be. So we want to be a relational church. We want to have relationships with these people whenever they come into this place. We have to go out there. We have looked at different things. We've studied these things as well. And the days of people coming to church, it's going down, especially in our generation, my generation, Jessica's generation. And Noah and Jess, you have to go outside and you have to show them love. If you tell them y'all come, they probably won't. They'd probably just rather sit at home and do something else. So we got to go out there. We got to go outside those walls. Some people will come, absolutely. But that's not for every case. So we got to go out there and do that. And I know we can. We're going to invest in all the generations this 2020. And we've done that great this year. But we want to keep it going. We want to take it to the next level. We want to serve. We want to give. It's very simple. And I think all of us, if you have not already, you may be thinking, well, how can I get on board with this vision? It's very simple. You have to simply do what Jesus replied to when he was asked this question. He said, love the Lord God with all of your heart, all of your soul, and with all of your mind. Those are three things that are very important. If one of those things aren't in sync, it's going to be hard to be on this vision and these core values of this church and your personal life. So evaluate your heart. Evaluate your soul and your mind. Make sure they're all in unity with Christ, and you will see that God will help you be a server and a follower of him. Because he also said, Jesus said, you are my disciples, and you will have to love one another, and you will know this because you will love others, and people will know that. We got to love them. We got to love people and love our neighbors as ourselves. So we want genuine relationships in the church. We want to value and engage relationships in our community. We're doing that. We also want, and this is very important, we want to have in 2020 a growth through discipleship. I love numbers. I love, you know, you all do. We're Americans. We love consumerism. We love to see great numbers. But let's be honest. If we have a church of people of big numbers, but they're unhealthy, we got a problem. We have to have discipleship in order to make that happen in a natural, healthy way. And we're going to do that. I believe we will, excuse me, in the next years to come. And 2020 is a year where we will take the next step. I want to go to another passage, and you may all know this passage. This is Matthew 28. It's not on the screen, but you probably know it. And it's the Great Commission, what Jesus told the disciples before he ascended to heaven. And this is what he says. He says, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, name of the Son, name of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you to do as well. Surely I'm with you to the very end of this age. I was studying this passage, and this stuck out to me. The word authority came out. So I looked it up. And in the Greek, it means the official right of power. And this official right of power is what Jesus was given. And through Christ, we have the authority to do these things. And what's great is that passage was not just for Israel. It was for all of us, for all nations. That includes here. Right. They were to evangelize the disciples. Jesus told them to do that, to be baptized, to all be in the body of Christ, and continue that as well. Excuse me. Friends, we have an obligation at Family Fellowship Church to do this very thing. We have the obligation and we have the power through Christ to do the same things that the disciples did then, and we're doing it now. 2020, I believe, is a year that we focus in and we do what God wants. We'll see great things happen, and it will be for his glory and his kingdom. And I know for a fact that this can happen. Because in Joel 2:28, this is what he says. I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. Nowhere in that passage or anywhere in the Bible does it say it's over. Nowhere does it say that. Some there's a debate that this is seized and that is seized. But that's not until perfection. I don't know about you, but I don't think we're at perfection level. Do you? I don't think so. We have the Holy Spirit to be with us during these times, to guide us, direct us, to show us through manifestation, through whatever it may be, to give us peace, to give us guidance, direction. We have that here today. And I believe that through these things, we can do this, friends. I do. The fourth core value is to take action. Oh my goodness. 2019 was a busy year. But boy, did we take action, didn't we? I was so blessed to see how all of you stepped up in so many ways. We did VBS during the summer. We had 20 volunteers that came every single day faithfully that could. That's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. And seeing those kids each day grow a little bit more just in that week's time was a blessing. Right. We've had every community thing that we have done, you've stepped up. Every time we want to reach a goal or do different things, you guys have stepped up. And I believe that 2020 is a year that we're going to take action again. We praise the Lord, and we still do, about this building, how it was a miracle, all these things took place. But it's not just the building. It's the spiritual side, too. And God is with us. So I've talked about all these things. I wanted to lay this down for you guys and get you ready for 2020, because it's going to be here. It's going to be here very soon. This church has not changed at all. Now, it's gotten a little prettier. But it hasn't changed. And as you guys know, I got married 2 weeks ago. And this wonderful lady came from another church that was much bigger. A ministry that she was pastoring over that flourished and did an outstanding job. And she humbly prayed about it and said, I'm willing to come here to this church. I hope you're blessed by that. And to know that she's doing it with a servant's heart. A lot of these things are on faith, but we know God will provide for us. But she's here today to let you guys know that she's on board as well. And the vision and the core values, that does not change with her. We just have another person to help us in the church and in the body of Christ to take this together. So I met her and I asked her to come here. It's been a crazy 2 weeks. We got married. We've been on the honeymoon. As soon as the honeymoon was over, we literally went to my tiny apartment, and then we had all this stuff everywhere, and said, okay, now we got to go back to Arkansas and spend Christmas with their family, and it was wonderful, and now we're back, and so we're ready to finally settle down. It's been a fun month, but I'm excited for today, because this day has finally come. Listen, y'all, I've always wanted to get married, so is she, but this day of having a wonderful person join this church is awesome too. And I'm so glad that she's here. And I want you all to know that she's not just here to be a children's pastor. She doesn't want to do that. We have children's pastors. She's not here to do the youth. We have a youth pastor. She may be here to tell me what to do as senior pastor. I don't know. But no, I'm just kidding. But she's here to help. She's here to help. And she serves in many ways. And she just wants to serve. And so as you guys get to know her, I know you're going to love her. And that everything is going to be great for 2020, and she's going to be a big part of it. So would you all please join me in welcoming up Pastor Jessica Roberts. Yay. I'm going to talk about January, but before that, I want to tell you a little bit about her. So she's from Arkansas.
Yeah.
She's also served overseas. And so if it's okay with you, I would like for you to say hello and welcome to Family Fellowship Church in Swedish.
Hello, välkommen till Family Fellowship Kyrkan.
Okay, she also knows Finnish. So can you say hello, welcome to Family Fellowship Church?
Well, I'll say something. I'll say hello and God bless you. Tervetuloa. Jumalan rauha.
I can't even roll my tongue. She did it three times. All right. And this is what one of her majors is in, right?
It was my major,
It was her major for her bachelor's degree. If you would, welcome everybody to Family Fellowship Church in Spanish.
Bienvenidos a la Iglesia de Family Fellowship.
All right. That's pretty good. There's a round of applause, right? Yeah. So, Jessica, if you would, could you just tell us a little bit about you, your upbringing and ministry here, and looking forward to the future?
Well, I grew up, my family is actually here. Brother Bill and Sister Thelma are my great aunt and uncle. It's one of my dad's side of the family. Aunt Thelma is my dad's aunt, and so that's a really neat legacy that we have on my dad's side of the family. There's several generations of pastors in our family, and my dad and his cousins, many of them are in ministry and serving in ministry currently, and so that's really neat. I grew up in the church in the Assemblies of God, and my dad was a kids pastor from when I was a young kid, and so it's been really neat. My dad actually took a senior pastor position this year at a church, a small church in Arkansas in a very small community. You may think Italy is small, but I promise that where my parents are in Grapevine, Arkansas, is much smaller. When they told me they were looking at going to Grapevine, I thought they were talking about Grapevine, Texas. I was like, wow, you're going to have a great mom. I mean, it's kind of far away, but it's going to be great. And they're like, no, There's not even a Dollar General there. And if there's not a Dollar General in the town, you know that it's really small. Not even a post office, y'all. Okay. But it's great. It's a great legacy that I come from, and I'm so thankful. My dad was talking about at the wedding how we have five generations of Pentecostal pastors, and then Sean's family also is five generations of Pentecostal. So it's really, really neat to come into this family and be so like-minded, but I'm excited. I was a kids pastor at Trinity Temple for 3 years. That was wonderful, and that was, I know God called me there. And what's really funny is I went to SAGU back in 2009 and 2010, and the year, 2 years before that, my brother was here at this church playing on this stage with the bass, and he was here, but by the time I got to SAGU, he was doing an internship with the youth group, and so he wasn't here anymore with Uncle Bill. But it's pretty neat that God kind of brought us all together at the right time and in the right place. We met in Mount Pleasant, and through one of Thelma's sisters introduced us. But it's pretty neat, and I'm excited about being at Family Fellowship. I'm excited about what God's going to do here. So, yeah. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. You can stay. You can stay here if you want. Don't fall off the stage. That'd be bad. Okay. So you guys have you'll talk to her, you'll meet her if you haven't already. So we have that done. We have the foundation for 2020. Now I want to talk about January 12th. Okay, January 12th is our annual fast. And I want you guys today and next week as well, I really want you guys to dig deep, and I want you just to simply pray, Lord, is there something you want me to give up for 3 weeks? It's going to be 21 days. This is not a strict, you got to do this, you have to do that, a meal, an evening, whatever. If you want to fast something you love, TV, social media, I'm going to fast meat and chicken because I love meat and chicken. It's got to be something you love, right? And getting into the specifics, that's on you. What we want you to do is we want you to give up something in order to get closer to God. That's what it's all about. Okay, so I want you guys to really think about this. I think we've all done this now. If you have not already, I really want you to step out in faith, all right? I really want you to know we're going to talk about it each 3 weeks. We're going to come together each week. I'm going to talk about fasting. I'm going to encourage you guys. We're going to build up. We're going to dig deep. We're going to try to get closer to God each service. It's going to be good. Last year was so powerful. It was great. And you really will be amazed at how great and how close you can get to God whenever you put everything that you normally go on to the side.
Yeah.
And you focus on Him. So I really want you to think about that. That's 2 weeks away, January 12th. And also, you fasted.
Yes.
And you would agree that there's a lot of benefit in fasting. It's not about weight loss, okay? Don't look at the scale. Jonathan, don't look at the scale whenever you're doing this fast. Okay. Now, if you're losing like 20 pounds a day, maybe you should. That may be a problem. You know, that's the. And we also listen. We're not trying. If you're on a medical diet or you have things that you can't, we're not asking you to do that. We want this to be a simple, healthy fast. We even had somebody extend the fast last year. Stacy did. I mean, it's a great thing. And so, would you like to say something about fast? You'd be good. Okay, she's gonna say something.
Yeah, Sean and I were talking about this. In all of our driving, we've driven lots and lots of hours, and so we spent a lot of time talking. And I told him last year in kids' church, we were doing a fast as a church, and I wanted to help the kids understand what fasting meant, because I found as an adult, it's very difficult to understand what fasting is and the benefits of fasting and what's the point. Because I remember doing the Daniel fast and being so consumed with what I could eat, what I couldn't eat. This new recipe was so yummy, and I could bend the rules for this. And, you know, I was so consumed with it that I totally forgot the point of fasting. I was so consumed with the fast that I forgot the reason. And so last year with kids' church, I had two cups that I sent them home with. And one cup said give up, and one cup said fill up. And I had in those cups, I had just like give up 30 minutes of TV, give up 30 minutes of playing with your tablet, give up 30 minutes of playing with your friends. But in return, you need to fill up with something. So you get 30 minutes of prayer. That's a long time for adults. That's a really long time for children. But 30 minutes of prayer, 30 minutes of just listening to praise and worship music, 30 minutes reading your Bible, you can do it. The younger kids, you know, there's a little bit of flexibility, of course, with that. And I said, it's not about the time. It's about the fact that you're giving up something and you're filling up.
Right.
So when we're going through this time, I was telling Sean, I've given up meals, or I'd go a week and I'd only eat, I wouldn't eat lunch all week, and I'd go and sit in my car during lunch break and spend that time in worship and prayer. And that was really clear cut for me. But when you're giving up a specific food, you have to be really intentional about filling up, spending more time in prayer. And when we're focusing on the new year and we're focusing on this church and how we want to grow in discipleship and grow in ourselves, we don't necessarily need to grow in numbers. It would be good to reach more people, but we need to grow in ourselves and make ourselves a really quality congregation of Christ followers. So I just want to encourage you guys as we do this fast, so we do it together, no matter what you do, that we spend that time filling up. We were joking about like social media and all the times that you're looking at Facebook or Instagram or whatever.
Yep.
You're scrolling through. You could spend that time in the Word, and you could be scrolling through a Bible app, you know, yep, instead of scrolling through social media. And so I could be guilty of being way too consumed with social media too. But yeah, that's it.
That's good. Yeah, and listen, but I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands, but I'll tell you right now. You probably wake up in the morning, the first thing you do is check your emails, check your social media, check these things out. Something happened overnight. And if you just spend that 10 minutes alone just doing a devotional, yeah, and we'll supply devotional options like we did last year. There's a lot of online apps. There's a lot of free things that you can do. And so we're here to help you.
Yeah.
And as I said earlier, and as Jessica has pointed out, we're going to do this together. We're going to do this as the body of Christ. And our main goal is to go to the, you know, go to Christ during this time. And we're going to pray. We're going to have prayer points. There, you know, last year, the key thing was breakthrough. Breakthrough through prayer. Breakthrough through the church. Going to the next level spiritual. We did all those things. We're going to pray about a lot of different things. But as she said, and I'm going to steal that from her, I told her, I said, can I steal this thing from you? We want to give up to fill up. And I think we're going to remember that. So whenever we give up something, we need to fill it with the Word and fill it with God. And you'll be amazed. I don't want you to worry about this fast. Oh, I can't do it. Yes, you can, because I can do it. Okay? And so be praying about that. And I know that this is going to be a good year. Not just because we have an outstanding keyboard player, singer, and preacher. Now, this means the sermons go a lot longer, but you're just going to have to deal with it. Okay? No, I'm just kidding. But be thinking about that. And I want us to on board.
One thing about the fast, ever since he was called to preach, I knew he needed a godly woman for a wife. Because it's different. Someone has to be willing to be a preacher's wife. It's not like anything else. And I fasted those 3 weeks, and I didn't see any difference. Well, I didn't know within 2 weeks is when the whole thing got started again. And you know, God spoke to Ruth at that same time and said, pray for Shana, because I'm going to send someone for him, and I want you to pray that he would recognize that. Well, she didn't know. She thought, well, here at the school, or somebody will come by the church. No, it was something totally different. So you're not wasting your time when you pray. And I've got other things I'm going to pray again this time. I prayed last time, but I know he's faithful.
Yes.
And you may not see it at the time, but you can count that he's going to answer your prayer.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you for that word. And listen, you have your own things that are on your heart. And just like my dad has shared, pray for that. Because God hears. And God sees that you're going to give up something. And he's going to meet you. Because he always meets us whenever we cry out to him. And that's a great word. You probably have also prayed for things last year that came through. Okay? During the week as well, we're going to do just like we did last week. If somebody has something that happens, we want you to share it in service.
Yes.
That is what we want. We want to champion and show that God's with us. And so that's coming up. So be thinking about that January 12th. And the final thing is we hope to see you on Saturday. That is our Texas reception. For those that couldn't make it, we're just going to do meet and greet, as Noah said. I personally invite you. We personally invite you. And even if you went to the one in Arkansas, you can come again. Yeah. We'd love to have you and fellowship and have a great time. But I'm excited for 2020. I hope you are too. And we're going to go into a time of prayer and closing. And we're just glad you're here. And we're glad to be here as well.